us. Never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
Like, I feel like Bud has a good understanding of what this team is now, who's on the team, and how to press the right buttons to get this team to succeed, because we've seen him win under a lot of different circumstances. We've seen him win, like, just purely playing just hard-nosed defense. We've seen him incorporate a lot of offensive versatility, especially this season. We've seen him be able to, like, change up his defense. We've seen a lot of that. So he's sort of silenced the critics in that regard, because he's shown, hey, I can adapt. I can do what needs to be done. So I have a lot of faith in Mike Budenholzer. I think he's one of the best coaches in the league. And I was having this conversation with Ty earlier, actually, where it's like, he's probably a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, God, I'm going to choke. First ballot Hall of Famer.
Maybe not first ballot, but he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Famer.
He's an NBA champion who's multiple 60-win seasons, coach of the year with two different franchises.
Yeah. Coach of the year, though, tends to be a death knell for most of the coaches in the NBA. You get coach of the year and you're fired 2 years later. So I don't know if I even want to even put that on my resume at this point if I was Budenholzer. I don't know, man. I think if he wins one more, then I'd say, yeah, two championships for an NBA coach probably gets you in the Hall of Fame more than likely. I guess that'd be the other thing. We'd have to do our research on this, obviously, but how many NBA coaches that won championships aren't in the Hall of Fame? And then of those that aren't in the Hall of Fame, what are their records compared to Budenholzer as coach? And again, did it in Atlanta and really, you know, got stopped by LeBron, which everybody did at that point. That really wasn't all on him necessarily. He took a team that nobody thought was going to win that many games and got him to win that many games. So he deserves a lot of credit for that. And now you could talk about him furthering the development of Brooke Lopez for sure. Brooke Lopez, much better under Budenholzer. And I think Giannis, you know, to a certain degree, is taking a step. Middleton, as much as I hated this whole idea of avoid the mid-range shot that first year and let's just focus on threes, he's come around and become a more complete player under Bud as well. So the more I talk about it, maybe.
And part of the Spurs dynasty as well. That has to be taken into consideration.
Why? He was an assistant.
That counts. He's on the team. He's on the bench.
No. Come on. No, absolutely not. If you talk, go to football for a second. And you talk about Mike Holmgren, right? Mike Holmgren gets credit for doing what? Taking Seattle to the Super Bowl, taking the Packers to the Super Bowl multiple times. Ain't nobody bringing up, well, he was on Bill Walsh's staff too. Don't forget about that. Ain't nobody bring that crap up. You're stretching and reaching. You're telling me some assistant coach deserves that because, again, the Hall of Fame. Oh, stop.